All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, the bonus episode to the Four Things podcast, where I go over emails that you have sent in. Well, usually that's what happens. Last Tuesday, I had Mary on with the former Prime Minister of Haiti. So it was a little Q&A with him. So sometimes The Fifth Thing looks a little bit different. But speaking of Mary, she's back with me for this thing.
Hey.
But we will be going over emails. And sometimes when Mary joins me, she's on Zoom because she lives in California, but she's actually in Nashville. And she's at my house here in the flesh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You came in town for?
Bobby's wedding. And just to hang out. But
the,
yes,
the cat,
for Bobby's wedding.
Yeah. The cat is out of the bag.
Yes.
Which, speaking of cats, we're about to catch a flight to California for our catcation, which is what?
Is that what we're calling it?
Yes. So Mary lives in California, so we're going to stay with her for the week. And then we'll be picking up our cat, which is in San Diego. And so it's catcation. And then Stashira and I will be traveling home. We're just doing a little girls trip. And then we'll travel home with our cat backpack that looks like a little astronaut spacesuit backpack type thing. Yeah, it's very cute. And we'll have a cat with us. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Your dog is about to get a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Mary and I are going to share with y'all some things we recommend. Mary told me a while ago, she's like, you know what would be cool if you did? It's like every once in a while, or I don't know when you were playing how often I do it, but like you should recommend four things that you're currently loving. And I was like, oh, it's a good idea. So we're going to actually do it together. I'll recommend four things. Mary's got some things. But we always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote. So I'm going to go ahead and keep with the theme of that and read you a quote that I saw. Now, my co-host of the Outway podcast that I do is Lisa Haim, and she reposted this quote in her Instagram stories from an account called, or the handle, I'm sure it's someone's name, Africa Brooke. And I love the quote so much, I took a screenshot to share with you. And here's what Africa Brooke put up. Here's a wild thought. Did you know you can resonate and agree with one thing someone says, and it won't automatically mean that you agree with or stand for everything they've ever said or done? Shocking. I know. And I was like, oh, I like that.
Yep.
Again, that's from Africa Brooke. And then if you want to follow Lisa, her handle is at Lisa Haim, spelled H-A-Y-I-M. And again, she's my Outway co-host, but she also has her own podcast called The Truthiest Life, if you want to check that out as well. But she's also a great follow on Instagram. And obviously, I got that quote from her stories, and I'm glad she reposted it because, I mean, yeah, clever thought. Interesting. Just because, yeah, you may agree with the one thing that someone says doesn't mean you are always going to agree with or support every single thing that they do or say.
Yeah. And also good to remember when you're following people like on socials, if they post something from someone else or like repost someone, that doesn't mean they're like endorsing that person's entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
they just like what they said there. That doesn't, I don't know. Some people are so judgmental. I don't know if that's the right word, but I've seen people, it's like, I can't believe they reposted that, or I can't believe they liked that person's tweet. Just because you like that certain thing they said, that doesn't mean you like everything they said.
Yeah,
I would say. Is that like what you mean?
Yeah, no, I think that that's a good, I think it could
or
go
just
with
good
anything.
To keep
in it mind. Could be like a great thing to keep in mind, but I think that's an excellent point in that we can be so reactionary sometimes and see that and instantly put someone in a box where it's like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
No, we don't react to that one thing and build this whole summary of a person based on that. And, you know, I think that that's a good example of, you know, my brother on the podcast a few weeks ago talking about strong opinions weekly held. It's like, keep an open mind. Even having Dr. Ibram on last Thursday, like I definitely had people that were disagreeing with me having him on my podcast and didn't really like it. Well, okay, I'm fine with someone having that opinion. Just be kind about it. But if you're open to even hearing what he has to say and read some of the books that he's written. And I mean, this is his life's work. He's very passionate and he's spreading his passion with the world and he has the right to do that. And so I think we can have a respect for someone and what they do and have conversations, you know, just try to see the other side. And Ibrahim even said that. He said he's had people that literally have read his book and been like, you know what? I still don't agree. And he's like, cool. Hey, thanks for reading though. Because some people shut it down. I'm using Ibrahim as an example, which is definitely a big, I don't want to say extreme, but that's a big example. But this could be on a smaller scale of like even sometimes your friends or different things. Like if they say something that maybe you don't align with, now depending on where it falls, but it doesn't mean that you can't respect them for their opinion and still have a friendship in a way, just because you don't agree with every single thing they say. So just going to pivot to something completely different. Speaking of friends, I ran into Tim Tebow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did.
I witnessed it from afar. Mm-hmm. I was like, who is that?
And I'm saying friends sarcastically because we're not friends at all. But I did run into him and Mary was in my car and saw me hug some guy.
Some like big, yeah. I was like, who is that?
Uh-huh. I was at Restore getting my cryotherapy and I walk out of it and I see him and I'm like, God, that guy looks familiar. And then he kind of looked at me and then he was like, hey. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's Tim Tebow. And he's been on the Bobby Bone Show. So I've met him. And then also he's very involved in Haiti and works. One of our espoir partners is My Life Speaks. And Tim Tebow does work with them. So we have mutual friends that way. So we talked real quick about that. And then I went and I got in the car and Mary's like, I was like, well, that was Tim Tebow. And well, actually he had a driver because he was headed to the airport and it was raining. And when I walked out, his driver was like, hey, do you want me to walk you to your car with my umbrella? I was like, well, okay. So then Mary sees some guy escorting me with an umbrella with like a suit on.
Yeah.
And I
he
get in.
Very official, like very like Secret Service. Yeah. Like, okay.
And so I got in and I was like, yeah, this Tim Tebow's driver for the day or whatever. He's headed to the airport. I don't know what he was doing in Nashville, but
He was super nice.
Saw my boy Tim, consistently nice. It's almost like sometimes that's how we feel about Little Big Town. And not that Mary and I aren't consistently nice by any means, but I mean, these people, you know, we may not be from time to time, but we don't mean anything by it. But like, I would say Tim Tebow lived up to his example of just like extremely kind, super nice, thoughtful, soft and caring.
Think he would be like.
Yes.
It's authentic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So his demeanor is just very gentle. It's like a gentle giant, if you will. Like a teddy bear. A really big one. So that's my Tim Tebow story. And then the wedding is out. People know that Bobby got married for a while. It was kind of hush hush. And I wish we had more to post about from it. But I did have my phone because I was in the bridal party. And Stashira was as well. So we had a phone with us all night. But Mary was a guest that entered with the normal guests. And I didn't know how they were going to do this. And I think that it's totally understandable. And People Magazine had the rights to things. But Bobby said it wasn't because they were getting paid. It was just something where, you know, yeah, that could be covered. And a lot of their vendors and friends could be featured in it and supported. So that's why they did it. But they couldn't have anything get out sooner. So Mary, what did they do when you arrived?
Oh yeah, we checked in and it was almost like you valet your phone, had to hand it over.
Like a coat check.
Yes. Oh yeah, it was more like a coat check. Yes, for your phone. Mm-hmm. So that was different. I don't know the last time I went that long without my phone.
It's kind of funny though. Now on Instagram though, we've been seeing people that didn't check their phones.
Oh yeah. It's like, oh, I saw someone's story. I was like, excuse me, how did you get your phone in there?
Wait a
Which
second.
Maybe I was like, shoot, I should have tried harder. Like I didn't even attempt to keep it. I didn't want to be that person. But then now I'm like,
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's kind of like you shoot your shot. If you ever go to a wedding and they try to take your phone, you can
just probably fight it.
See if you could get away with it. And then if not, but then there you got to be like sneaky about it. I posted Bobby and Caitlin entering because Tashira had taken video of it. And I felt like I had this like bootleg copy of them walking in as husband and wife to the reception for the first time.
Yeah, you have all kinds of good videos of all the performances. And
oh, yeah. We've got performances, which I'm sure Bobby will talk about it on the radio. And it was mentioned in the People magazine article. Yeah. So it's not like it's not out there. But Dan and Shay performed their first dance song. And then Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn got up and performed Neon Moon.
That was awesome.
So crazy. Yeah. And then Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts performed two songs. So it's kind of nutty.
Really cool.
But yeah, I mean, very special and, you know, intimate in a way to like have a little concert like in that setting, even though it wasn't a concert. It was like one or two, a few songs, but it felt really cool and almost like unbelievable, especially because I know where Bobby started and where we came from. And I want anybody to think that like that's like a normal Friday night for us or Saturday night or whatever it was by any means, because it's not. But it is neat. You know, Mary and I were talking about this the other day, to like have been in Nashville for a while now. And we have friends that are very talented. No, I'm not friends with Gary or Ronnie. I am with Dan. And I know Shay a little bit, but because I'm friends, I know Dan better because I'm friends with Abby, but
that was probably good that we didn't have our phones too. Because nobody, if everyone had phones, they'd probably be filming the whole thing and everyone's holding it up. It was kind of nice to just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah. So I would say that too is like a little reminder here that if you are at a concert or you are at something or you are with a big group of friends, try to take it in. Now, it is a bummer to not be able to document special little memories that you may want to have. But at the same time, we used to survive without phones all the time and still made special memories. So maybe that's just something you keep in your back pocket for next time you have something super special going on, is like, oh, maybe I don't need my phone out the whole time.
Yeah.
We are going to get into some emails, but we'll go over the recommendations first. And one of the things is actually from the wedding that I'm going to recommend. And Mary might be recommending something similar, but my makeup girl, Mars, had this like portable neck fan that's like totally hands-free. You can put it around your neck. And then it's got these two little fans that you can shift and rotate. You can put on your face. You can turn them down towards your body or like under your arms or whatever is going to help keep you cool. And before we went outside, it was an outdoor wedding in late July, which is, it was very hot and humid and like everybody was sweating, but we were trying to stay cool. So I loved the one that Mars had and I was using it right up until I went outside. So I would say definitely maybe try to check something like that out. I put the exact one that Mars had. I put it on my Amazon page, which you can find at radioamy.com. But another thing I'm going to recommend is a gentle leader if you have a dog, because I used a gentle leader on Josie, our Rottweiler, from a long time ago. And then I kind of forgot about it and I wasn't using one with Kara, our newest dog. And now that I put it back into our life, it makes walking her so much easier. And don't worry, we got a leash for our cat too. I don't have a recommendation for one yet because I don't have the cat yet and I don't know how the one I ordered worked out. So I won't talk about that yet. But also, Mary and I worked on my puzzle a little bit this weekend. And it's just a reminder, I posted about my puzzle board on Instagram maybe last weekend. And so many people were DMing trying to find out where to get it. And it's also on my Amazon. And it's got drawers and it helps you sort and it just keeps things organized. And you can move it to another room if you wanted to, so you're not stuck working on it in the same spot. And it's just a game changer if you're into puzzles. And then my fourth thing would be egg bites from Starbucks.
Because, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're obsessed with those. I like the egg white one and then the bacon and cheese. But if I had to choose bacon and cheese, I would pick that. So
I agree.
Those are my four recommendations. What about you, Mary?
Okay, so these are kind of all over the place. But my first one would be the Drybar shower cap. I don't know. I use it almost every day because I don't always wash my hair. And it's by far, I feel like I've tested a lot and I think it's the best one. It's also on I think all of these things are on Amazon. So Amy, you can add them, I guess.
Oh yeah. Well, you have an Amazon page, don't you?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, but it's okay. You can put it on
your Okay. Well, I also use the Drybar shower cap, so I can attest to that. And
And you can throw it in the wash, which is nice.
Oh yeah. It's so nice.
Which is key. Mm-hmm. Okay, my next one is, this one's a little pricier, but I posted this on my personal Instagram a few weeks ago, and I don't think I've ever had so many responses about anything ever that I posted. They're by Rag & Bone, and they're shorts that look like denim cutoff shorts, but they're actually made of a French terry, like a sweatpant material. So they're printed. So am I describing them right? I don't know.
Yeah. No, they look like denim. Bobby's even talked about the sweatpants on the Bobby Bone Show before, where they look like he's wearing jeans, but they're sweatpants. And these are basically the same thing, where it looks like you're wearing denim shorts, but they're sweat shorts.
Yeah. And they're very believable. Like, people didn't believe me. And then everybody, if you tell people, that's the one thing, like, maybe don't tell people, because then everybody wants to like touch and feel them.
Oh yeah.
But they're Rag & Bone Miramar short, and I like the glass hill wash. I feel like you can Google and find them on sale. So they're not on Amazon, but you can Google that. My next one would be, this is on Amazon, it's called Jane's Crazy Mixed Up Salt. And it's just this interesting seasoning that you can like put on everything. I learned about this when I lived in New York at my last job. We had it in our office, and we would literally just pass it around at lunch, and you can use it on salads, seasoning on like chicken or whatever. It's just, it's delicious. It makes everything taste better.
And it's Crazy with a K. Jane's,
yes.
Crazy Mixed Up Salt.
Jane's Crazy with a K. Original Mixed Up Salt.
It's marinated, like the Kardashians. Seasoning.
Oh, yeah. Basically. The last one is, oh, Dots Pretzels.
Oh, gosh. So good.
They're so good. I saw these from Instagram a couple years ago, and they're so good. And I think they're made, oh shoot, they're either North Dakota or South Dakota. And whenever I post about them, people are like, shout out. Because it's like a very small company or family company, and they have this amazing seasoning on them. I don't know what it is, but it's amazing, and they're addictive, and they're so good. So Dots Pretzels.
Yeah. And okay. You introduced the Dots Pretzels to me, and I wasn't interested in trying them. Like, to me, pretzels, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But this is not your typical pretzel. It's amazing. And like, once you open it up, you're like, okay, I'm here for this. So yeah, I back up all of those, actually. Yeah, I have not ordered the shorts yet, but now you've probably talked me into finally getting them. Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista, or maybe even a photographer, or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delay release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right. So I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14 karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Okay, first email is from Becca in North Carolina. She said, hey, friend, NC girl here. I just listened to the food segment of your podcast with your brother, and I grew up eating banana sandwiches. They consisted of bananas, bread, and Duke's mayonnaise. Any other mayonnaise is just gross. Oh. My husband refuses to try it, but the tangy mayonnaise with the sweet banana is amazing. One other thing, my siblings and I used to play refrigerator truth or dare. For the dare portion of the game, we would dare each other to combine random stuff from the fridge together and eat it. I guess we sometimes got bored in the summer when school was out.
That's amazing.
And so that was from Becca, which I thought, Becca, that's an amazing thing. And families all over need to be playing refrigerator truth or dare. I mean, I might play that with my kids or my family. Like, I feel like that's something that's awesome. I do have to disagree with you about Duke's mayonnaise because there is another mayonnaise and that's Hellman's. I am Hellman's mayonnaise tried and true. Like, for me, that's the best mayo out there. But we can agree to disagree on that. I don't know how I feel about the banana mayonnaise bread combo situation, but I could give it a try. Do you have any weird things that your family grew up eating, Mary?
Not that I can think of at the time. We're very plain eaters, or they were. I feel like I've expanded a little bit, but I'm still pretty picky.
Just like simple.
Simple, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything right now. That sounds disgusting to me, though.
Something Mary and I combined last night, which isn't weird. It's amazing. But we got gooey butter cake ice cream from Jenny's, and it's just so good. But then if you put fresh sprinkles on top, sold separately.
Like rainbow sprinkles.
Like, yeah, you don't buy them from Jenny's. Like, you just get rainbow sprinkles and keep them in your pantry. And you put them on top. I guess you could probably put them on top of any ice cream and they'd be amazing. But there's something really special about it being on the gooey butter cake. It's so good. And I was thinking Jenny's should go ahead and just add sprinkles to that ice cream mixture and just have that as a concoction, gooey butter cake with sprinkles. But Mary made a good point of like, no, it's good to add them later because they're crunchier or something.
Yeah, it keeps it fresh. We really talked about this a lot, as you can see. Shout out Jenny's, like, hit us up. But
I mean, yeah. Hey, does anybody else break down exactly the best way to eat their ice cream?
But I mean, that was your idea. And I was kind of like, because there's a Sprinkles ice cream. Like, not Sprinkles ice cream. That's a brand. But, like, they have an ice cream that has sprinkles in it that I've figured just have that. But you're right. When you add it, it's just better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something good about it. All right, next email is from Brittany in New Zealand.
What?
Ooh. Yeah. Morning, Amy. Hi from New Zealand. Confirming you are worldwide.
I feel like you should have an accent when you
Which that's kind of an inside joke because I joke about how sometimes people listen in Canada, so we're international. But occasionally I do get emails from different parts of the world. She said, I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you. She doesn't have an accent, Mary, because she says here, I'm originally from North Carolina, so not a true Kiwi, but I've been living in Wellington, New Zealand for the last 3 years. And living all the way on the other side of the world without friends and family has been tough, to say the least. But the Four Things community is a really big family. I love the podcast, from your chat with Stephen Young when I needed inspiration with God, to Lizzie Velasquez, who brought me to tears with her amazing story. Also, you introduced me to Kat Defata's podcast that I listen to daily, and it opens my eyes to the world and normalizes therapy. Also, you once mentioned Tabitha Brown, so I started following her, and you're so right. She's the best, most kind person. Note to anyone, if you're having a bad day, you have to listen to one of her videos because you will end up smiling by the end of it. And this is me talking here, not the email, but yes, Tabitha Brown's like joy is contagious. Now back to the email. If it wasn't for the podcast, I wouldn't have these amazing people in my life. So I'm forever grateful. Also, in one of your episodes, you recently mentioned how you watched a documentary on penguins. Well, New Zealand has little blue penguins and they are adorable. To end this, I'd like to share four things that I'm thankful for today. Kisses from my daughter, the sunrise this morning, Four Things Podcast, and a big cup of coffee. Your friend, Brittany. P.S. I tried to order the Joy Seeker pullover, but New Zealand isn't an option for shipping. I'm devastated. I would love to spread joy all the way around the world. Which, Brittany, Mary here, she runs the shop forward, so you can write her a letter and be like, I mean, what's it? People ask all the time where the shop forward can ship to, so just give
a rundown. Yeah, so we ship to Canada, the UK, and Australia.
Yeah.
I wonder if New Zealand, I don't know, when we were doing, it's just so expensive. We just charge what it costs to ship it and people still complain. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just so expensive. So I'll look into New Zealand though.
Into New Zealand. And then Brittany, I'll reply. And what I would like to do is whatever the shipping is, and it's not going to be a regular thing, but I want to cover the shipping and we want to send you a Joy Seeker pullover, which Joy Seeker actually has the theme song to our podcast, not on today's music, because the fifth thing, we don't play the full song, but on Thursday's episode, you'll hear Walker Hayes singing, Be Kind, Choose Joy, Love a Lot, Eat cake. And that's the Joy Seeker. So we have that on multiple items. And the four things stuff, really the podcast, just if you're new here, the podcast came after the merch. Like we had the four things line under a spa to support Haiti. And then the podcast was happening and we were trying to figure out a name. And one of my bosses said something about the four things podcast and the brand was already there. And it was like, oh, well, that could be interesting. We could do four different things every Thursday. And so that stuff came first, but it is cool because if you're a listener and you're part of like the four things fam, then it's like you have merch to represent that you listen. And it doesn't have to be the Joy Seeker. There's other four things items, probably our most popular being I'm fine, it's fine, everything is fine. But it is something where if somebody else sees you out in it and they're in the know, then they're like, oh yeah, I see you. You're either the fan of the podcast or the Bobby Bone Show or the Shop Forward or somebody on Instagram, or maybe you just saw someone random post about it and you don't know who the heck we are, but somehow you're here now. But this is us. And that's the origin. That's how it all came about. The podcast was not first. The Four Things line also started with the Four Things tote. It was the very first thing. Which Mary and I have explained this. We don't need to get into all the details, but it all started with her giving me a gift. No intention of making the item.
Never. Like for real. I'm not just saying.
No. And then the orphanage where my kids were, they needed to pay the nannies. So we thought, why don't we sell these totes, try to fundraise for the nanny salaries. And then boom, it just kind of took off from there. And then back to the penguins, since Brittany mentioned them, the show that I was talking about on Netflix is called Penguin Town. And it's so good. I highly recommend it. And then, if you haven't listened to Stephen Young, he's been on my podcast twice. He runs a homeless ministry here in Nashville called Home Street Home. Then Lizzie Velasquez, she's Lil Lizzie.
So good. I love that conversation.
Yeah. I'm just thankful that those episodes resonated with Brittany and they've stuck with her and she wanted to mention them. So, and then thank you, Brittany, for sharing four things that you're thankful for today. That actually came about and was inspired. I love that so many of you are putting that at the bottom of your emails now, but that is from our Four Things Gratitude Journals, which we also have that we make to support Haiti. And it's just about, you don't have to have a journal to do it, but you can just write in a notebook or on your phone, like four things each day you're thankful for or whenever you think of it. But if you did want to have one of our journals, those are available as well. And fourthings.com is an easy way to get to any Four Things items. So that's just something easy to remember. Our next email is from Amy. Hey, Amy, don't get a parrot. Parrots live forever. My aunt had cockatiels and eventually had to give them away or create a guardian for them after she passed away. They lived with her for more than 30 years before she rehomed them. They are messy and live so long. Go for a higher turnover parakeet for kids. Oh. I'll gladly give you my two parakeets that my daughter got in high school and is now in college. So I have two parakeets. Otherwise, I'm on board with all of your bird adventures, Amy. Which I appreciate the honest feedback. Yeah. Like, it's good to know. My son wants a parrot, and I obviously have been obsessed with birds since late last year. And I would love to have a bird in the home.
But my neighbor has one. Uh-huh. So that's how, right?
And yeah.
So my neighbor across the street, she sits outside on her patio with her parrot and like pets it. And so whenever I'm on FaceTime with Stevenson, I'm like, you want to see the parrot? And so he's like, no way. And so I would show, I show him. And then, I don't know, maybe I made it too normal. Because, like, that's not normal. Is that normal?
To want a parrot?
No, to, like, have a parrot that sits on your lap outside. I don't know.
I hope so, because that's what I want mine to do.
Maybe it is normal. I don't know.
I want it to, like, snuggle. They snuggle.
Oh, I thought it, like, stays in the cage. I don't know.
No. Okay. I heard they can be very, and they can, like, they rub their head up against your shoulder, like, hey. Like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, romanticize having a bird, because Amy here that emailed me
didn't
necessarily feel that way, but.
Yeah, have strong opinions one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But
which I'm keeping tally, so send me your strong opinions. Listen, I have strong opinions weekly held. So my mind can be changed. Like, one day I might be like, okay, yes, we're getting this bird. But if y'all tell me otherwise, I might need to look into getting another bird. I feel like I will thoroughly research it. I would love to rescue a bird if it needed to be rescued. Like an older one.
Well, yeah, that they live so long. Right. They probably have to be. There's probably lots of
birds. Yeah, so if anyone's looking to rehome a really calm,
amazing bird.
Amazing bird that loves to snuggle and talk, but not too much, then hit me up. Like, I'd love to hear from you. FourThingsWithAmyBrown@gmail.com is how you can find me. Next email is from Courtney. Hey, Amy, I'm behind on your podcast, so you may have already touched on this before, but I have been hearing a lot about the importance of magnesium. Do you have a daily magnesium supplement that you take or recommend? Well, first of all, Courtney, not a doctor, not a nutritionist or anything. So definitely consult someone like that if you really feel like you need to implement like a supplement into your life. What I will just say that I would, you know, say to any friend is that I've just started taking Calm again, which I used to take it a long time ago. It's this powder form that you take. I take it at night and definitely forgot about it for a while. But my sister was told to start taking it to help just her get some rest and deal with like some anxiety stuff that she was having. And it reminded me that I had some in my cabinet. So I busted it out and I've been back on it. And it has magnesium citrate in it. There's different forms of magnesium, but that is definitely one that I do well with. And on the bottle, it says relaxing magnesium supplement. So, and that's why it's called Calm. But that also, I've had it up on my Amazon page, I think, you know, ever since I was using it a long, long time ago and then forgot about it. But there are foods that have magnesium to where you don't even need to be taking anything to get it in. Like there's figs and avocados, you know, bananas, raspberries. And then like if you like beans, black beans, chickpeas, kidney beans, vegetables like peas, broccoli, cabbage, green beans, artichokes, asparagus, and Brussels sprouts. Mm. And then nuts and seeds as well. So there are other ways besides the supplement to make sure that you're getting some magnesium. Mary, you're a big Brussels sprout person. When mm-hmm. I said that, you perked up.
Oh yeah.
So what's your favorite way to cook them?
I either do them in the air fryer and oven, and I do them basically the same, toss with like olive oil and sea salt and some of the crazy mixed up salt that I talked about earlier.
Crazy with a K.
Uh-huh. And then you either bake them or put them in the air fryer, and then towards the end, put a little balsamic vinegar on them and shake them up and then cook them a little bit more. I like them really crispy.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, I forgot. Sometimes I add a little bacon, like chopped bacon to it too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, mm-hmm. Everyone tells me, what's it called?
Uchiko. Well, there's Uchi and then there's Uchiko. Uchi's super expensive and nice, but by the same owners as Uchiko. And it's kind of like there's PF Chang's and then there's Payway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that comparison where it's like a little bit nicer you know, it's like more of a, you're not going to spend quite as much because Uchi's like, you better be celebrating something if you're, or that's just your lifestyle where you eat that way on a random Friday. Yeah. But Uchiko, they have amazing. Actually, I don't even know if Uchi has the Brussels sprouts. I know that Uchiko does. So if you happen to live in Austin, you know what I'm talking about, or you're taking a trip there, because I know that that's a big destination for people traveling, which we're about to travel. We're about to head to the airport. So a lot of when they've been traveling, I see people on Instagram with like delays and flight cancellations and getting stuck. One of the bridesmaids that Caitlin's college roommate got stuck in like the Houston or Dallas airport on her way to Nashville. And they had to like spend the night there for like 8 hours and then they made it. So they got here way later than they thought they were going to, but they made it. Everybody made it. Mary made it. Now we'll be headed back to California. One thing I did want to say about Bobby's wedding that I totally forgot about in the beginning, we were talking about it, was how at the end of the night when we were leaving, we talked about in the beginning when you arrived, you had to check in your cell phone. Mm-hmm. But when you were leaving, you got handed a Sonic.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which was crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah. So they had chili cheese dogs, tater tots, and little Nashville hot chicken slider sandwiches. I guess.
And like drinks, Bobby water, mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that.
Different slushies. And I guess you could get it when you were walking out. That's when I got mine. But I did see girls on roller skates with Sonic uniforms roll
like on the dance floor,
the reception, yeah. Passing out Sonic. So shout out to that. Back to the mayo thing. Pretty sure Sonic serves Hellman's, not Duke's. But Duke might be a North Carolina thing. Do you even like mayonnaise? Do you know the difference?
No, I would not know the difference.
Okay.
No.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like it's the same probably type of ingredients, but there's something that they're doing differently because there is a different taste. Do you like Miracle Whip?
I just am not a big condiment person.
No.
In general.
Okay, name one condiment that you like.
I like ranch.
Okay.
But even then, just like a little bit.
What if you're eating tater tots from at the wedding, they had those. Did you dip them in ketchup?
I would dip them in a little bit of ketchup, but like a really small amount.
The food was amazing at the wedding, like the dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So I have to tell you a funny story about Sashira. Like the dinner was so good. Sashira said it's the best steak she's ever had in her life.
And she is like a food critic. Like
she's
if she
very
says something
picky.
Is good, I totally trust her.
She likes good steak and talkie and hot dogs from Sonic. And if y'all don't know what talkie is, like you can find it at your local gas station. I'm kind of obsessed with it as well. I used to, back in my disordered eating days, I didn't allow my kids to eat it. And now we keep talking in the pantry and I'm like, yeah, it's so good. But there was an extra steak on our table and I had my napkin and I just got it and I put it in the napkin and then we wrapped it up and Bobby got married at his house. And so we kind of left the reception for a little bit and went up to the kitchen and put it in some Tupperware and put it in our bag so that we wouldn't forget it.
Little doggy bag.
Yeah. A little doggy bag. Took the steak. I mean, otherwise it was just going to go to waste. But
she ate it last night.
Yep. We watched The Martian last night and Stashira cut up her steak and ate it with French fries that we put in the air fryer. But then she likes to take them from the air fryer and put them straight in the fridge because she thinks French fries are way better cold than they are hot. I have no idea I know why I brought up the dinner. I was saying the dinner was amazing. Like food was so great. But honestly, I think that every guest would have thought it was amazing if you sat down for the dinner and like Sonic just appeared.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Like it was a cute thing to have after when you were walking out. But it just goes to show like even something, if you are getting married, there are certain things like when you're stressing about catering or maybe what you might serve, like there's ways that you could make something super cute where.
Like what makes you happy? Like that was so them. It was so Bobby and Caitlin, which was awesome. But it was Sonic and everyone loves that.
I feel like Summer Party was at the wedding. John Party wasn't because I guess he had a show maybe, but now it just made me think of their wedding. I think, was it them? They maybe had Taco Bell. I wasn't invited to their wedding, but I think I just saw it on Instagram. But then didn't Matt Overton, I feel like he posted about having Taco Bell at his wedding, like late night. Like
my cousins had the In-N-Out truck come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Mike D at his wedding, like this was the meal part. It wasn't like an extra thing, but they got a taco food truck. And then that was, I think, the meal and everybody went up and just got their tacos and they had margaritas and all the thing. Like, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes, like Mary said, what makes you happy? Like what's something you really enjoy and it doesn't have to like be this fancy meal. It can be just something that you like, even fast food. I'm here for it. So Bobby is now a married man and I am about to be a cat mom. So those are the big updates.
Big life changes.
Big life changes. So before we go to Thursday's episode is going to be with a grief expert. So I've got someone coming on that's written a couple of books on grief and processing that. And something that she said, Mary, was, I know we mentioned our gratitude journal earlier, but I have not said it this way. And I'm so glad she did because I've kind of said journaling can often, when you take notice of what you're thankful for, not that you don't need to feel those other emotions, but that it just helps put me in a better headspace. And I guess I was kind of sometimes approaching it, whether I knew it or not, kind of saying like, that's going to help make me better if I am intentional about that, which to an extent is true. But she wanted to clarify and say, she was like, instead of people using gratitude as something to get over grief, she's like, I'd rather them use it as a companion to their grief. Hmm. And that stuck out to me because it's like, why do we need to get over?
Well, grief will always grieving, be there. It's right. Just different stages of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone grieves differently. It's an ongoing thing. And sure, there's going to be times where you're not feeling it as much. But I just like that she used the word companion because I think I'm probably guilty of saying like, whether I really meant that or not, but kind of alluded to the fact like, this is going to help you get better faster or something. But she's like, we don't need to get rid of the grief, right? So use it as a companion in exactly where you are and work through some of that. So just highlighting something that you're going to hear on Thursday. And a lot of you email me about grief. And so I'm excited to have someone on that actually knows what they're talking about. And I definitely learned some things from her. So hopefully you'll enjoy that episode on Thursday. And then on Thursday, I'm going to actually be at the Shop Forward headquarters with Mary, and we're going to be doing something cool.
Right? Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So it's a surprise, but we'll announce it on Instagram. So make sure you're following Radio Amy and the Shop Forward, just at the Shop Forward and Shop Espoir too. But that's the one, the account that I run, but we'll be doing a fun little thing if you choose to shop that day. And it's just something special that we thought of that we thought you might enjoy. And that'll be Thursday. So look out for it. We'll talk to y'all later. In the meantime, send me your emails. If you want it to be in the fifth thing, make sure you put fifth thing in the subject line. And I will be sure to try to pull it. Because sometimes I don't know if y'all don't. I don't know kind of if I have permission to read what you're writing. Because sometimes you might be writing me without really the intent of me ever sharing it with everyone else. Because sometimes things can get personal. So just make sure you let me know. And I always try to email people back and say, hey, I'm going to share this in this episode, da da da. But sometimes I maybe don't get to that. So fifth thing in the subject line. And then let me know also too what you're thankful for. I would love to hear that. But four things with Amy Brown at gmail.com. And then radioamy.com is where you can find links to, you know, Espoir, Pimp and Joy, four things, and the Amazon page and whatnot. All right. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. BetterHelp.com. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.